It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9, 98.5, the pig, mypigradio.com. And a special guest, surprise guest, because Miss Anna forgot.
Hey, that's all right.
Hey, Miss Anne Murray.
We like Anne Marie to come in anytime.
It's Anne Marie.
She is the cultural foods coordinator for Texarkana, Texas, and of course, all involved with the farmer's market and such. And
we had such a good time at the potluck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm glad y'all came. That was a lot of fun.
Well, I want to do it again. I mean, I know you've got a lot of things that you're working on, but that was so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And to have just these individuals, because it wasn't just a super huge crowd.
Right.
Now, I expect as you do more of these,
sure,
it'll grow.
I mean, for the first time, I thought it was a real good-sized crowd.
Yeah, there was, 50, 60 people?
About,
And everybody had made something. They brought it down there. Mm-hmm. They were meeting new people, shaking mm-hmm. hands, getting to know each other. It was it was like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah.
It was.
It was strangers coming together and shared a meal. It was a lot of fun.
And they had the pie judging contest.
They loved my Frito pie.
Your Frito pie was good.
It went over
It really was. But she's here this time. Talk about the big Christmas marketplace that is going on prior to the start of the parade on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And now tell us, first of all, it's going to start at 5. We know that 5 to just about the time that the parade kicks off at 7. But where are you locating it this year?
So this year we're going to be in Crest Gap. If you've been following any of that updates on Facebook or anything, it's where all those new murals are downtown. It's kind of gotten to be a really popular spot.
I know exactly where you're
talking
about.
So we thought it would be really cool to kind of just
I've learned
move
the
in
best
that
way to describe it. The Crest Gap there is between State Line and Main Street on Broad Street.
Yeah.
Right between State Line and Main, across from Bi-State.
Well, you can't miss it in the murals. You can't miss those either.
It's basically catty corner to Pecan Point. It's just on the other side of the street.
Yeah. So to where you're usually over there on Texas Boulevard, is you're just going to be over on Main
Street.
Yeah,
it's like a block or two over.
So it's well lit and everything's going to it's going to be easy to find, easy to see. Now, talk about some of the things you're going to have at the Christmas market.
Because it'd be a great place to pick up some little knickknacks, gifts,
stocking
stuffers.
Oh, yeah, it's always, generally for the Christmas.
You don't want to stock the stuffing or stuff the stockings with like, the meat products that are available.
Well,
but,
no.
You got jarred jellies and whatnot.
Tell us all about it.
So the Christmas market is generally more of like crafts and arts and little knickknacks and handmade goods, more than it is just straight up like fruits, vegetables and meats and that sort of thing. Like
you
have
jams
during the
and
summer.
Jellies.
But we will have different food products. We've got things more like herbs and spices, which make good stocking stuffers.
Yeah.
Herbal teas, that sort of thing from some of our vendors. Jams and jellies. So some of the usuals, but then we
Do
also
I look
will
like
bring
an herbal tea guy to you.
I'd guess maybe an Earl Grey.
She's catching on. I like this.
Okay, that was pretty good.
Way to go, Anne Marie.
No, so it's going to be in the Crest Gap.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say, because we were talking, JW and I were talking about this just earlier this morning, about jalapeno jelly.
Yeah.
He likes that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping somebody will come out with like a ghost pepper chili or jelly or something and be like, hey, JW, try this.
No, thank you.
I don't want to
English muffin.
I don't want to overdo a good
with your
thing.
Earl Grey in the morning.
But that sounds like it's going to be a lot of
great
fun.
Great hair. I get it.
Yeah, yeah. We all got it.
It's a good tea.
Yeah.
No meanings behind it.
103.9 and 98.5 The Pig and mypigradio.com, because you're podcasting now. You know that, right, Anne Murray?
It'll never end.
Do you even know who Anne Murray is?
Oh, I did. Y'all told me the last time.
Okay, okay.
We told her the last time.
So we taught her last time.
I heard some songs.
Yeah, Anne Murray, she's the one that sewed the American flag. She put the stars on there.
No, that was Betsy Ross. No.
But yeah, she's so young.
She went to school.
She did.
I knew that one.
We're
going to
do the smarter than a fifth grader.
That's not on the test.
No.
I'm just trying to make her nervous.
Before we do that, Anne Marie also has her Sully Farms.
Mm-hmm.
And a great time of the year to come by and pick up some good food.
Definitely.
What about these veal prime rib roasts?
Ooh, they're good.
Are they?
So we haven't carried veal before. We've normally just done, normal pasture-raised beef. But this one, on this last pickup, we did a some 9-month-old bulls, and so they were just grass and still nursing. So technically, it kind of falls under the standards of veal, so that's what we're calling it. Right. But it's basically just going to be smaller than what you're used to, a little bit more tender, and then a slightly more mild flavor. The older our beef get, and especially if they're on pasture, they're going to get more and more of like a grassy flavor to them, like a strong beefy flavor. But with a younger cow, especially one that's still nursing, it's going to have just kind of a more mild, almost like a milkier flavor than a grassier flavor. So you'll get some of that in the veal. So both are good. But
if you know the difference between filet mignon and you know, sirloin, that's kind of the difference in these roasts. As far as flavor, I don't mean and texture a little.
Sure.
Now you've also got some good bacon, right?
Yes.
You got any lot of pig lips?
Ooh, no. Pig lips. We have not branched into that market yet.
Have you thought
yet.
About going into the pig lip business?
You know, my my processors won't. There's some things that they're not allowed to give me.
Wait a minute.
Actually, Jeff.
The pig
processors
feet,
aren't allowed to give you pig lips?
It's crazy.
How they get in this bottle?
Crazy legal reasons, especially with smaller processors like mine. Yeah. They're not supposed to give me the feet back. They're supposed to discard those, which is just, you know, an unfortunate legal I get it.
Before we sidetrack this, I was thinking more.
I'm just worried to death about this pig lip.
That's your problem. You shouldn't have made that
for you.
Wager. But I was thinking more along the lines that a lot of people like to get up on Christmas morning and have Christmas breakfast and some good
bacon.
Yeah,
we've
some
got
good
sausage,
home bacon that is
sliced
right
ham.
Here.
Yeah.
Quail?
I don't do quail.
No?
No.
You think you can help me find somebody that does?
There used to be somebody here in Texarkana that raised quail, and they
out on 82.
They went
but
out,
I don't think they're out there anymore.
Yeah, that was them. They went out and were selling all their equipment and stuff at some point a couple of years ago. But no, I don't think they're doing it anymore. I don't know of anyone.
That's
super
a tradition
local.
Of ours. I'd like to gone tradition. I'd like to bring back.
But if anybody's interested in any of that we're talking about here. Sully Farms is where and when are you open during the wintertime?
It's Sully Farm and Kitchen. You can find us online. You can also just use Google or Apple Maps, type in Sully Farm and Kitchen. That'll get you out there. We're close to Hooks, or more Leary area. The address is 2202 County Road.
You can just look it up and Google it. But what are your winter hours are different from what summertime, obviously?
The winter hours are 4 to 6 p.m. Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
103.9 and 98.5 is The Pig, mypigradio.com. Now, you can't look over my shoulder to get these answers, Miss Anne Marie.
shouldn't need to.
Anne Marie.
She's got
By the
it.
Way, Sully Farms, spelled S-U-L-L-I,
yes.
Farms.
Like Sullivan. That's where it comes from.
So just so folks know. But before we get off into our who's smarter than fifth grader, or are we smarter, or whatever we call it, the Christmas market. We'll be in the Crest Gap, which is right across Broad Street from the Bi-State Justice Building. It's between State Line and Main Street, across
right
from
downtown.
Bi-State. Our Christmas market will be next Monday night.
Yep, coming up.
5 to 7.
Right before the parade.
The
parade's going to kick off at 7 o'clock, so this way you can come in there and participate in the market, take a look around, enjoy sample taste, see and do, and then still be in great position for the parade as it passes on Broad Street.
And that's kind of one of the reasons why we moved, is we'll be more front and center to the parade route. Right now, where we were before, we were kind of off the route where our normal market location is, and so we thought it would be cool to be more, you know, front and center. So if anybody wants to shop at the market and then have a, you know, direct view as
instead
the parade
of
starts,
to, yeah. Yeah.
instead of moving around a whole bunch.
All right,
of
good idea.
Here we go.
Okay,
here are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yes, we are.
The following questions come from standard fifth grade curriculum.
Yeah.
In the U.S. Answer 4 out of 5 correctly. Or it's back to the fourth grade.
Well, I want to put in here that the standard fifth grade today is more like the eighth grade when we were in.
Man, this ain't like inflation.
Yeah,
it is. It is.
Or
like
is
inflation.
It backwards?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No.
Number one. Five questions. Number one. Architect Robert Mills is the person who designed what famous Washington, D.C. landmark? A, the Washington Monument. B, Lincoln Memorial. Or C, the White House.
Can you give me a year?
No.
He doesn't even know the year. How could he do that?
I wouldn't know if I wasn't reading the question.
You said it was what again, real quick?
All right. Robert Mills is the person who designed what famous Washington, D.C. landmark? The Washington Monument, Lincoln Memorial, or White House?
I'm just going to guess and say B. But
I'll say A.
Actually, I'm wrong, right?
You are. It is A, the Washington Monument.
I knew it couldn't have been. I thought
it wasn't the White House.
It wasn't the White House.
Right,
yeah.
Right. That's going to be older. That's what I thought the year would help.
But that's
no,
right.
I don't know that name. That doesn't sound familiar to me.
Yeah, Robert Mills.
Anne Marie's
well,
ahead.
Well, it's you probably know him as Bob.
Bob Mills. That's what it is.
Which, number two, which essential element do trees provide? A. You should know this. Which essential element do trees provide? A, oxygen, B, carbon dioxide, or C, nitrogen?
This is gotta a tough
be, one. Gotta
I'm
be
just
A.
It's A. That's right.
See, I knew that one.
That's right.
That's good. That's
number
good.
Three, how many bones are in the human body?
Well, I was hoping he'd say foot. But no, the whole body?
So you know how many bones are in the foot?
I know it's a lot. Actually, I'm not sure if I could tell you the...
All right, here, I'm going to get... It's multiple choice.
All right.
How many bones are in the human body? A, 230, B, 206, or C, 224?
B.
I think it's more. I'll say 224.
It's B.
Is it B?
It is
We're
B.
We're tied.
You are now tied.
206?
It is 206. All right, number four.
Number four.
Who was president?
Oh, here we go.
There's some history.
Yeah.
Who was president at the onset of America's Great Depression in 1929?
I know this answer.
A,
I got it.
Teddy Roosevelt, B, Herbert Hoover, or C, FDR?
B.
Is it Herbert or is it Hebert?
It's however you want to pronounce it.
It's Herbert. But
it's Hoover.
Unless you're French, then yeah. It's Hebert.
So we got... This is the biggie. This is number five.
Right now, you've got...
We're three out of four.
Yeah,
we need to be four.
If you miss this one...
We're not going to miss this one.
You said Great Depression, right?
Yeah.
You got it right.
Okay.
But she's
well,
still...
Well, you're saying if I miss it, and I'm like, well, shoot. I got to go back.
This one. What? Final question.
It's not math, is it?
Oh, gosh.
Listen. What? Yeah, there's a number in here.
Oh, great.
What is the third planet from the sun? A, Venus, B, Mars, or C, Earth?
Not a great space person. Let me think about this for a second.
You ever watch TV?
Do I watch TV?
Uh-huh.
Occasionally.
You watch comedy?
Occasionally.
Man, she wasn't even born when they canceled that show.
Oh, she was. There was a famous show that's been on in the last few years. It's still on some of those cable shows. Remember, it's a comedy. You know it, don't you?
The comedy that's about space?
Well, no, it's not about space.
Oh, you mean
the title.
Jetsons?
I know
that one.
I am ready to send her back to the fourth grade now.
No, I'm waiting for you to... Why do I have to go first?
What is the third planet from the sun? A, Venus, B, Mars, or C?
It hasn't been that long since that show.
It's Earth, but do I get to win now?
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, obviously, it's Earth. You don't remember the third
rock from the sun?
Third rock from the sun. TV show that it's been on in the last few years. It hasn't been that long.
It hasn't been on.
Google it.
See, it sounds familiar.
See when it ended.
Okay, I will.
I know Anne Marie's young, but she's not that young.
We should have to.
Okay, Google. When did Third Rock from the Sun air on TV? Everybody does that now, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, you can say, hey, my pig. Mm-hmm. I should have done that.
Can you?
No, not really.
and y'all come on to
it.
It
ran
questions?
From 1996 to 2001.
That was a little more than a couple years ago.
That is incorrect.
Time just ran out on it. Anne Marie Sullivan still here with us. And yeah, he's trying to. And by the way, everybody's smarter than a fifth grader if you missed that.
I kind of want to do another one.
Do you? I got them. I've got some harder ones. JW will tell you, we can break out the math and chemistry.
Yep. Well, maybe not.
But he was trying to explain the Third Rock from the Sun, the television show, and he's like, surely you've seen that.
It's like a couple of years ago.
That went off in 2001, JW.
It can't be.
I was four.
She was four. How's she going to know what John Lithgow
was
doing?
It was on longer than 5 years.
I doubt it. It wasn't that funny. If you take the laugh, hey, listen, honest to God, you take the laugh track out of Friends, and it ain't
Am
that
I
funny
thinking
either.
About a different well. Show then?
Probably.
There's some show that was on forever.
Well, I don't know about that one.
What was the one that just ended?
Well, what was the TV show?
Yeah,
there's a lot of TV shows out there.
She doesn't even watch TV. That's Anne.
There was a famous...
Anne Marie, what TV show just ended?
Not that big of a TV.
There was a
Game of Thrones.
No. It's a comedy that just quit.
Friends.
No, that was a long time ago.
Big Bang. Big Bang.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, they finished?
That's it.
Well, what's Big Bang got to do with Third Rock from the Sun?
Well, they're both weird comedies.
Oh, okay.
That, science-y things.
Now it all makes sense.
So now I understand why she didn't. Okay, I apologize.
She was waiting because she thought it was a trick question.
She did.
All right, so, but Anne-Marie Sullivan, Sully Farms, our cultural foods coordinator for Texarkana, Texas. And I think it'd be a good idea to maybe put together a last-minute potluck, maybe keep the crowd down a little bit to do it for New Year's.
Oh, for New Year's, yeah.
Yeah, somebody got a New Year's tradition, you know, or something that they hear. I know you know this. I know you do too. Here, I make turnip greens, green and cabbage for money.
Yep.
Black-eyed peas for luck.
Mm-hmm.
Cornbread or Jiffy bread because I like it better. But that's our tradition. Those are our foods that we do, and I usually put the big ham bone in there from the Christmas.
We usually do peas and cornbread with the ham bone. Yep.
Yep, yep. So, but other cultures, other things, we'll have to look into that.
For sure.
All right, Miss Anne-Marie Sullivan, thanks for coming up here. You'll come back and see us again, won't you?
Oh, for sure. Whenever you want.
Yes, ma'am.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.